If at first you don't succeed, there's always a second chance.
Say, if you can identify the famous mystery voice you've just heard, you'll win over $1,400 in cash and prizes on the Second Chance program. Hello there, this is your host, Johnny Olson, welcoming you to Second Chance, the program that brings you stories of real people who have won happiness by taking a second chance. And right off the bat, another phone call in our big mystery voice contest. The operator has someone waiting. Hello, who is this, please? Mabel Crowley, where are you from? Well, how nice you sound. San Bernardino, California. Is that Mrs.? Oh, Miss, I beg your pardon. Okay, I hope you don't miss this chance of winning over $1,400 in cash and prizes, Miss Crowley. Now, you've heard many of our clues, but here is one more.
Alice Faye remembers me. She gasped for breath and couldn't see.
How about that one, Miss Mabel Crowley of San Bernardino, California? Who do you think our mystery voice is for $1,400? You think it might be Phil Harris? No, it's not Phil Harris, Miss Crowley, but we're sending you a Miromatic coffee maker, a gleaming automatic percolator that guarantees perfect coffee every time. Goodbye. And later on in the show, friends, another one of you listeners who sent in a postcard with your phone number is going to get a phone call and a chance of that great big jackpot. So stay close to the radio and your telephone. And for more fascinating listening, I'll have my studio guest with a fascinating second chance story to tell just 60 seconds from now. You know, the mystery voice's identity is clearly indicated in the many clues that we've given you during the past weeks. And doggone, nobody's got it yet. Now, of course, you have to piece together all the information just as if it were, sort of a jigsaw puzzle. And I might add that this is a living person. This is actually his voice. Now, maybe you'd like to hear a few of the earlier clues. Okay, well, here's a couple.
For years and years, a pitching champ, and those who watched were often damp. The 10th and 11th and 2nd in the middle. Take away the 10th and then you solve the riddle.
That sounds easy, doesn't it? Well, there you are. You just figure out those clues and you'll have his name. And then all you need to do is to hope that your card is selected to receive a telephone call. Everybody has an equal chance. Just be sure that you've sent us your phone number. Just put it on a postcard and mail it to Second Chance, NBC, New York. That's all there's to it. Send your name, address, and phone number to Second Chance, NBC, New York. Now for today's guest on Second Chance. You know, since we began our Second Chance program about a year and a half ago, we brought you hundreds of true stories of people who made tremendous decisions and took a second chance in life. And as far as I can remember, we haven't had a situation where the decision was as heartrending as the one that today's guest had to make. She's a mother who learned that her baby was not really hers. And for obvious reasons, we're not going to tell you where she's from. We'll just call her by her first name, Claire. Welcome to Second Chance, Claire.
Thank you, Johnny.
Let's go back now to the afternoon that you received the most shocking piece of news in your life, that your baby was really someone else's.
Well, it was quite a stunning thing to hear. My baby was about 5 months old when the head of the hospital had come to visit me on this particular afternoon, the hospital where my baby was born, to tell me that there had been a mistake. When I heard of this error, I was just...
Couldn't believe it.
Oh, it was terrible. It seemed that there was a new nurse in the maternity ward. And in the excitement of getting all the new babies out, and she just mixed our babies up.
Well, how was it discovered, Claire?
There was someone working in the Record Hospital department, and it was about 5 months later. And the head of the hospital came to see me about this to tell me. Of course, he wanted to straighten the whole thing out.
Naturally.
And
what did he suggest?
Well, he suggested that we give our baby back. And I felt that he was our baby. He was my son. I had taken him home to the hospital, and I loved him very much.
He wanted you to switch then with
and
the other parents.
And he wanted the other people to give our baby.
Gee, Claire, I can imagine what a terrific shock this must have been to you. Like a bolt out of the blue, wasn't it?
It was a terrible thing. You read about this in stories, but I never believed it would ever happen to me. I had a terrible decision to make. And I couldn't think about it at first. I was so bewildered. And finally, when I began to think about it, I realized that, this was just a terrible thing to do.
You told me before the program, Claire, that this child was quite sick, too.
Well, that was what the biggest decision was. He was a sickly child. He had to have an operation on his stomach when he was about 2 months old, and he nearly died then. And, of course, we grew so attached because we had to take care of him.
Now, Claire, what did your husband want to do?
Well, he, at first, well, he thought that we should give the baby back. The hospital expenses for the baby had taken up every cent that my husband and I had, and it looked as if it would go on for quite some time. And he thought that the other parents should have the responsibility of this, and we should take our baby back.
But actually, through sickness, you became even more fond of the child, didn't you?
Oh, yes. We loved him just as if he had been our own. We'd taken him home from the hospital, and he was.
Well, what about the other family now through this? How did they feel about making the switch?
Well, when they first heard about it, they thought they would like to make the switch. But then when they learned that the baby was sick, they changed their minds.
Oh. Well, now, this decision, I suppose, was left pretty much entirely up to you then, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. I had really sleepless nights about it. It was up to me to make the decision whether I wanted the baby back. I could have done it legally.
Legally, you could have
yes,
gotten rid of the
yes.
child. I suppose you had many, many doubts going through your mind, whether you should or shouldn't or what would
course.
Happen if you did.
Of course. I didn't know if the baby grew up, what would happen, and how would I feel years from now wondering about where this other baby was. And yet I couldn't think of parting with the one I had because I'd grown to love him so much. And as far as I was concerned, he was my baby.
You know, Claire, I think that you were faced with one of the cruelest and the most heartbreaking decisions that any mother has ever had to make. The hospital made an error, gave you someone else's baby. You grew to love the baby that you'd brought home as your very own, a baby whose real parents really didn't want him, as you say. And yet your husband and the authorities felt that your only choice was to accept the baby that was legally yours. Well, now, I know that you searched your heart for the solution which would offer the babies a second chance for their futures. And in just a moment, friends, we'll hear the decision that Claire finally made. We'll be back to Second Chance in just a minute.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jimmy. Happy birthday to you.
Go on, Jimmy. Open your present.
Okay.
There, that one. That's a big surprise.
Gosh, a United States savings bond. Is it all mine?
Sure is. That's your name right up at the top, son. It's just like the ones Mother and I have been saving since you were born. Now you got a good start toward saving for your own future.
Start now to save for yourself or your family. Join the payroll savings plan where you work.
Your employer will set aside from your paycheck whatever amount you choose, and then will use your money to buy savings bonds in your name.
Savings bonds are a good investment. 3% interest compounded semi-annually when held to maturity, and the privilege of holding maturing bonds an additional 10 years at that same good interest.
And they're fully guaranteed against loss, theft, or destruction. There's no safer investment in the world.
Invest in your future by investing in United States savings bonds.
Let's return now to Second Chance. Before Claire tells us her decision, I'd like to get some reaction on her problem from the folks in our audience. I wonder what other people feel about the choice that Claire had to make. You, ma'am, do you have a family?
Yes, I have.
How many children have
you? Two.
Two children. Well, now, if you faced the same problem, would you give up the baby that you'd grown to love for the child that was really yours?
Well, at so young a stage, I think I would.
You would give up the child?
Yes.
Well, why? How?
Well, I feel that I wouldn't be able to go on longer than that if I knew it wasn't my baby.
In other words, the doubts would sort of win out and
that's
you would
right.
return the child. Thank you very much. Gentlemen, sir, you're a father?
Yes, I am.
How many children do you have?
I have a little girl, six.
A little six-year-old girl. Now, how do you feel about that, facing a problem like this? Would you return the child or keep it?
Well,
legally, you could return it.
Yes, you know. And I believe that I would return the child.
And why? Why?
Well, I feel that in later months, I might continually wonder what was happening to the child that was really mine.
Even though your great attachment is in Claire's case through
sickness?
Even
though the sickness was there.
Thank you very, very much, sir, for your opinion. And how about you, ma'am?
I have two children.
Two children.
I have a boy, 9, and a girl, 11.
Now, what would your feelings be along this line?
I think I would want my own child back regardless.
You would still return the...
Yes, I think I would, because of the future.
Because of the future.
I would think in the future.
Well, thank you very, very much, all of you, for telling us what you have done. Had you faced the same decision that Claire had? Well, Claire, we've had some really positive advice from the folks in the audience, and now comes our very most important question. What was your decision?
Well, I spent very many sleepless nights, and I finally decided to keep the baby I had.
You decided to keep the baby?
Yes. It wasn't easy, but I just couldn't face myself if I knew that I had given this baby to a mother and father who didn't really want it. And that was most important to me. I loved him just as if he were my own.
And you feel that you have done the right thing?
Oh, yes. I've been repaid 100 times for it since. My baby is bright and as strong as any boy that age can be. He's 6 years old now.
Claire, did you ever see the baby who was actually born to you in the hospital?
No, no. Once I decided to make this decision, I didn't want to go into that at all.
Well, Claire, frankly, I can't visualize a more difficult choice facing any parent, especially a mother, and the fact that you made such a humanitarian decision despite the many arguments against it and the opinions, and in so doing giving a helpless infant a second chance, proves that you certainly deserve all the love and happiness that has come to you as a result. How old is the child now?
Six.
Six. And for telling us your very dramatic second chance story, we're very happy to present you with a $50 United States savings bond, and good luck to you, Claire.
Thank you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for that telephone call to a lucky listener whose card was drawn, the operator has one of you on the line ready to try for this exciting jackpot. And what a jackpot we now have. For your home, there's an RCA Deluxe Gas Range, a Wayne oil burner, and there's a dual-control electric blanket. There's also a trip to New York via American Airlines, America's leading airline. And in New York, a week's stay at the Henry Hudson Hotel. And for that trip, a complete set of matched luggage, a $100 bank account from Beacon Wax, and floor tests prove that Beacon Wax gives the hardest and brightest gloss, a stunning ensemble of four Lucien Picard wristwatches, a coronation set of King's Men toiletries for the man in the family, a Christmas gift for him that's a daily reminder of your thoughtfulness, plus an adorable Cocker Spaniel puppy, a pet for all the family. Well, now let's see who's on the line ready to try for this $1,400 jackpot. Hello, who is this, please? Mrs. Midget? Which Mrs. Midget? Mrs. Edward Midget, and where are you from, please? New Smyrna Beach, Florida. Well, it's nice to talk with you. Johnny Olson, right here in New York City, Mrs. Midget. Now listen closely to our two newest clues, and then give me your guess as to who the mystery voice is.
Alice Bay remembers me. She gasped for breath and couldn't see. Silence is golden, that's what I say. Better than talking any old day.
All right, there's some more clues for you, Mrs. Midget. Mrs. Edward Midget of New Smyrna Beach in Florida. Who do you think our mystery voice is for that $1,400 jackpot? The only one you can think of is Emmett Kelly. Well, I'm sorry, it is not Emmett Kelly. But I'll tell you what, Mrs. Midget, because you were called on the telephone today, we'd like to present you with a fine portable radio, complete with a full year's supply of powerful, long-lasting, ever-ready radio batteries, the batteries with the nine lives. And thank you so much. Goodbye. And now, an important reminder. Say, this would be a good chance to sort of walk out in the audience here with some of you folks and find out if you think you know who the mystery voice is. Let's have some guesses, shall we? You heard all those clues today. Who do you think it is, sir?
Cesar Romero.
Cesar Romero, thank you. How about you?
Leo DeRocher.
DeRocher?
Rudy Valley.
Rudy Valley, that's a good one.
Walter Brennan.
Walter Brennan. And these ladies here?
Rudy Valley.
Yes?
Joey Brown.
Uh-huh.
Paul Douglas.
Oh, we're getting a variety of guesses today.
Henry Fonda.
Thank you.
Buster Keaton.
Buster Keaton, thank you.
Gene Kelly.
Gene Kelly?
Tyrone Power.
Tyrone Power.
Thanks.
Well, Tyrone Power. I guess you gals love Tyrone Power, don't you? At least we're getting a lot of different guesses here. Ma'am, who do you think it is? David Rose. And gentlemen?
Her father.
Her father. Faye. Mr. Fay. All right. Well, now I want to tell you, all I can say is listen on Monday, will you? When I'll be making another phone call or two if time permits. And if you haven't sent in your own phone number, do it today to Second Chance NBC New York. That just about winds up another week here at Second Chance. We've certainly been delighted to have had you folks with us each day. Be sure to tune in on Monday. We'll be making more phone calls, and I hope that somebody does identify our $1,400 mystery voice. Now, this is Johnny Olson speaking for the whole gang here on Second Chance. Have a nice weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Hear the news with Pauline Frederick today on most NBC radio stations.